Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Saturday, October 9th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Nigeria is widely acknowledged as a bloody front between Christians and Muslims. Militants are pushing Sharia law to govern the nation, while a Christian president struggles to bring about a peaceful solution. Open Doors Ministries' Jerry Dykstra says they've launched a response to encourage the church.
We have a specific plan to rush 30,000 Bibles there, and also providing support for 1,000 new widows, reaching out to 9,000 new orphans with trauma counseling, also obviously food, clothing, and help rebuild churches.
Next, meeting educational needs of children of missionaries cannot be overlooked. Black Forest Christian Academy in Germany, a boarding school for missionary children, is taking on that challenge. Greater Europe Missions' Don Storrs serves with BFA. Demand is forcing BFA into a much-needed building project.
This is a $1.5 million project, and we have $850,000 on hand. We still need another $650,000. And this project is primarily adding classroom space, needed art and music areas, further conference rooms for our 360 students.
And the Philippines is the site of a remarkable outreach event this fall. According to the Far East Broadcasting Company, the campaign is designed to meet the physical and spiritual needs of some of Manila's most needy. Area teams are involved with feeding stations, water projects, and other development plans in addition to the radio ministry. To date, three benefit concerts have raised more than $25,000. FEBC hopes the November evangelistic meetings will be life-changing for the people of Manila. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.